Hello and welcome to another edition of the South Carolina Business Review. This is Mike Switzer. One of the fastest growing segments of the office space market over the past several years has been co-work spaces. But then the pandemic hit, and many office spaces became empty as the new norm became working from home and Zoom meetings. Some experts are predicting that this trend is here to stay, even after the pandemic has stopped. How are co-working companies responding? Greg Hilton is co-founder of the SoCo Co-Work Centers. He joins us by phone now from his office in Columbia, South Carolina. Greg, welcome back to the program.
Hey, Mike. Great to be back. Thanks for having me.
Now, for our listeners, first of all, who may not be familiar with your company, the SoCo Co-Work Centers in Columbia, tell us about you.
So we founded SoCo back in late 2013, early 2014, you know, really with the idea we wanted to build a place to support the kind of community that we wanted to both retain and attract into the Columbia region, right? The creative class, the independent work class, the freelancers, solopreneurs.
I'm pretty sure from my memory, it seems like so long ago, that the last time you and I talked, it was not very far before the pandemic hit, and you had expanded and opened up a new location.
Yes. Yeah, so when last we talked, we were in the process of opening up our largest workspace here in Columbia. We've grown to the point where we have about 180 members. So ours is a member-based communal model. Two workspaces here in Columbia, about 15,000 square feet of workspace. So when last we talked, we had just opened a new workspace called SoCo 80808, right in the heart of the Vista, right down the road from where we originally got started.
And then the pandemic hit.
Right. So we opened 80808 in October of 2019 and had about six really good months of open and growth. Some of the city lockdown restrictions came into place. And it was obviously, like for every other company, it was a very difficult time. I think that we were in a better position than probably a lot of other co-work communities because we kind of from day one had been really investing in the member experience, right, and supporting our members, programming, education, networking, a lot of community. And so, yes, it was tough financially, operationally, and otherwise to not be able to actually support our members with our physical infrastructure, which a lot of folks, right, was a lifeline for them. I mean, they depended on that to get things done, right, to meet clients, to do work. So we took happy hours and workshops that typically, you know, there's a lot of energy in person to do those things. And we went with the Zoom model for that. And it worked really well. We shifted a lot of resources from running and managing facilities to crisis management for members, coaching, counseling, peer groups, right? Whatever we could do to try to help members get through this really difficult period.
Were you able to benefit from the government small business assistance programs?
A great question. So we did not go after PPP. We didn't qualify as a company. We did go after some SBA EIDL loans, injury and disaster loan programs. We were initially declined, and then we spent about 9 months fighting through the bureaucracy of DC. In very late December, we got news that we had secured some additional EIDL funding. That's been really a lifeline for us. We were working with lots of members to help facilitate their PPP applications, connect them with banks, and then give them some guidance and coaching on what to do if they did get the funds and how to best use them.
And what is your outlook for 2021?
I think it's going to be another difficult year. And we've begun to look at what a more permanent change in our business model might look like. So we're looking at investing in more digital offerings, figuring out ways to build community that isn't so dependent on physical workspaces. If I had a prediction to make, I think it's going to be really painful, and then it's going to start getting better at the end.
And so how do you feel about some of these experts' predictions that so many will remain virtual workers, not coming back into the traditional office space?
I think here's the misnomer, right? Working from home is not great. It actually kind of sucks. But working from the office equally might not be the right fit for a lot of folks. And I think once the public health part of the pandemic calms down, we're going to see a return to folks that are looking for a place to work that is not their kitchen table or their closet. But I think that the terms for commercial real estate are going to change drastically. I think flexibility is going to be key. I think shorter contracts will be key. I don't know if we're ever going to go back to the way it was traditionally, but we're pretty okay with that. We actually think we're in a pretty good position to be that flexible communal infrastructure that people might need in their lives when they are out there in the world working from wherever they want.
Well, Greg, thank you so much for spending time with us today.
Thanks, Mike. Great to be on.
Greg Hilton is co-founder of the SoCo Cowork Centers, and he spoke to us by phone from his office in Columbia, South Carolina. We will have a link to the company posted at our webpage so you can learn more, southcarolinapublicradio.org, where you can hear this show again and subscribe to our podcast with the South Carolina Business Review. This is Mike Switzer.
The views expressed on the South Carolina Business Review do not necessarily reflect those of South Carolina Public Radio.